Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Gimel, we are in chapter 9, Perek Tes, towards the end of the chapter, almost finished it. What we spoke about last time is we spoke about that the name Elohim means forces. So those are all the different forces that run the world. And that's also the source for idolatry, Avodah Zorah, where you used to have different types of those who served idols, who looked for Hashem's forces. They were looking for Hashem's forces. They recognized that Hashem is the God of all gods, but they said that it's possible to access the forces of Hashem, like the angels of Hashem, and to get them to do things for them. So there were those who would serve stars and the constellations, because they said those are different forces of Hashem. They would latch onto one of the forces of Hashem, that force should bring them blessing in this world, should bring them prosperity in this world. Or they would latch onto, they would serve maybe different types of statues or stones and something. And there's also life force. There's some sort of life force, because everything in the world exists only because it has a life force, which gives it life. So he says that we're accessing the life force behind this statue. Or we're accessing the life force behind a certain animal. They say they would bow down to a cow, they'd bow down to a sheep or something like that. So therefore they're accessing the angel, the life force that takes care of these cows and these sheep. And that's what we want to do, that's what we're davening to, so to speak. And some of them even knew the power of invoking an oath on these angels who are appointed over these life forces. And also there was a custom to pray to kings. They used to pray to kings or people who were very, very successful, multimillionaires. Nowadays the billionaires would be the objects of idolatry. Because since he's so successful in this world, must be his constellation, his muzzle is very, very strong. The angel that's helping him is a very, very strong angel. And if I'll bow down to him, so then that person's angel will also help me. So that was the idea of all these different forces. And that's what they, and that was the type of idolatry they had, that they sort of latched onto these different forces. So we recognize that idea as well, except we say that's forbidden. We mentioned that when one davens to Hashem, you can't daven to any force of Hashem. You can't daven to Hashem's attributes, to Hashem's strengths. You can't daven to the kindness of Hashem, because that would be an attribute of Hashem. You can't daven to Hashem's kindness. You can't daven to Hashem's power. You can't daven to Hashem's goodness, right? You can only daven to Hashem himself. Because otherwise, if you're davening to any of the powers of Hashem, that would already be idolatry. That would already be bordering on idolatry. We can only daven to Hashem himself, because Hashem is the master of all forces. So he picks up here last few comments on this chapter. V'zehu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's really what we're saying when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is to say, Israel Hashem, our God. Roitzel Leimer Shekol Koiches Pratim Elokeinu Hashem is our Elohim. Elohim meaning the master of all forces. Hashem is the master of all forces. Hashem is the master of all forces. That's what we're saying. That all the forces, all the individual forces that exist in the world, all the different forces that run different types of life forms, all the different forces that give life to all the aspects of this world, they all come from Hashem. Hashem is the source of all the forces. Hashem is the God of all the forces. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is the God, is the source of all the forces. They, all the different forces of the world, all the different forces that run the world, are all of them united and gathered in the strength of Hashem. Hashem empowers all forces. All forces that might exist in the world are all empowered by Hashem. So that's what he's saying. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is the source of all the forces, right? Elokeinu is that all the forces. Elokeinu, as we said before, the name Elohim is plural because it indicates all the forces. Hashem is the source of all the forces. Klal Mekor Avduso, he is the generality. He is the one who includes all the different. He is the unity of them all. He's the source of them all. Humitzaris Chabruso Yisborach Im Harilomus, and that's in terms of Hashem's attachment to all of the worlds, all the different worlds which are run by all the different forces, are all attached to Hashem because He is the source of all these forces. And for this reason, and also for this same reason, another point here, one final point here, when the Torah commands us to bring sacrifices, right, we know that for different occasions we have to bring sacrifices as a communal sacrifice, that the community brings every day. There's a daily offering, there's a Shabbos offering, there's a Musaf offering, Rosh Chodesh is an offering, there's a special offering, and Yom Tov there's an offering, and then individual offerings when a person sins inadvertently has to bring an offering, if a person receives good news and he brings a thanksgiving offering. So all the different sacrifices that the Torah commands us to bring, bear of a ferish lahavaya davka. So the Torah explains explicitly that when you bring any sacrifice, you have to bring it to the name Havaya, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? Every time the Torah speaks about bringing a sacrifice to Hashem, see what's written in the Psukim on Kobonis. Right? Next time you look in the Chumash, maybe you pay attention to this. Look when it comes to the Pasha that deals with different sacrifices. Shaloi Me'emah Vahem Loi Keil. By none of the commandments does any other name like Kael appear. Kael means the mighty one, the compassionate one. So therefore, never by any of the sacrifices does it use the name Kael, velo Elokim, not the name Elokim, which means forces, Elala Hashem. Whenever it speaks about a sacrifice, it's always only to the name Hashem, Havaya, who is the source of all forces. And it's only to Him that we can bring sacrifices. Only to Hashem Himself that we can do any type of service, any type of davening has to always be only to Hashem Himself. Says the Gemara that no one should stand up and argue that the Judaism also allows us to bring sacrifices to different forces. Nowhere. The Torah is very careful to state every time that you bring a sacrifice only to Hashem Himself and none of the forces of Hashem, none of the forces that come from Hashem. So that no one should ever make that mistake. Over there, the Zohar explains this idea even more so. That is specifically to Hashem that we bring our sacrifices. Chapter 10. Now, related to what we're saying and going back to what we've been explaining all along, the two aspects of Hashem. Remember, we said that there are two aspects of Hashem. There's the aspect of Hashem in terms of what we see. In terms of what we see that Hashem is not here, He's only in the upper worlds. Hashem is in the upper world and He's not down here, He's hidden from us. Right? And the other aspect, in terms of from Hashem's point of view, Hashem fills all of reality with perfect equality. He's to be found right through the whole universe, everywhere, right through the universe. He's to be found absolutely in an absolutely equal way. So, in terms of those two aspects, that Hashem is everywhere and Hashem is not everywhere, which is from our point of view, these two names also fit very nicely. From Hashem's point of view, from our point of view. Shenizbay, as we explained, Yevua od hefresh v'chiluk shebein shtei Hashemus Hashem Elokim. So now we can explain another aspect of these two names. Hashem is the source of all, and Elokim, it's all the forces. So therefore, ki Shem Elokim perushoi, the name Elokim, as we've explained, is Malakleches Kulam, is the master of all forces. When we use the name Elokim, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch that you should think the name Elokim means Takif, very powerful, Bala Yecholis, the one is able to do anything. Bala Kweches Kulam. That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings. When you say the name Elohim, you must think Takif, the mighty one. Bala Yecholis, he can do all things and he has all forces belong to him. So therefore, Bala Kweches Kulam, the name Elohim, Ktsas Be'u Inyonu Ayn Bereish Shar Aleph. Now we explained a little bit about this concept of Elohim when we said that man was created the Tzelem Elohim. Man was created in the image of Elohim. So Elohim means all the different forces. There also we explain Hashem is the master of all forces, and man is created in the Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem, that he also has access to all of the forces of Hashem. That's what we explained back in chapter 1, that man, through his own service, he releases the different forces of Hashem. He can actually control what's going to happen in the world with his own free choice, with his own mitzvah observed, whether he does mitzvahs or whether he doesn't do mitzvahs. He determines what sort of prosperity, what sort of affluence, what sort of blessing the world will receive. Because every single force, from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high, all of its life force, of any force, is all from the force that comes above us, all from Hashem, Shehu Nishmosa, which is the neshama of all of these forces. It's the life force of the forces. All the forces, every single force has its own life force. That gives that force a life force. That gives that force life. So therefore, it all comes from above. Hamispashet bipnimiusoi, and that's from the name of Elohim. He's the master of all forces. So therefore, he's the one who gives life to all forces. Kiyadur divrei Arizal, like the Arizal explains, Shaor pnimius nishmas kol koach v'olam. Right, the Arizal explains that the light and the inner content, the inner life force, the inner soul of every single force in every single world. Hu atzmo hachitzoniyus shel koyach ha'olam she'olov. And every single world has a life force, has a force. All the different forces in the world give life to different life forces. Different angels give life to different life forces. So all those forces, all those angels, etc., they themselves receive their life force from a higher source. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He's the life force of the life forces. He's the one who gives life to those forces that give life to us, our world. The life force of each life force receives its life from a higher life force until it comes to Hashem himself. Right, in terms of all of the different forces, that they're all coming from the source, which is Hashem, and that is the name Elohim. Elohim means, right, Bala Koiches Kulam. He's the master of all forces. He's the life force of all the forces. So that we mean in terms of our point of view. From our point of view, we see different forces in the world. Hashem himself is hidden from us. We see that they're different forces. We see that the sunshine makes it nice and warm. We see that when the wind blows, it makes it cold. We see the different forces in the world. We see a person has the energy to get up in the morning. So we see different forces, and we realize that that Hashem is Elohim. He's the master of all of these forces. He's the one who gives life to all. Ki klale kol habruim v'koyches hatachtonim heim mihayismazgus ha'aviyosoidus. Because of all creatures, all created beings, and all the different forces of the lower world, all come from the four fundamentals, the four foundations of the world. Four foundations of the world, which we know is earth and wind, water and fire. Earth, wind, water and fire. V'shoyesh ha'av yisodis heim av ha'malochim. And the source of these four forces, these four fundamental elements of the world, the four elements of the world, as we mentioned before, the earth and wind and water and fire, the source of these four elements are four angels, Hanikraim Abba Machanoi Shechina, which are called the four camps of the divine presence. Agaman. Agaman is the mnemonic. So this refers to Agaman as Aleph Reish Gimel Mem. The Aleph stands for Uriel. And the Reish stands for Raphael. And the Gimel stands for Gabriel, and the Mem stands for Michoel. Now, those are the four angels. One of the things we say when at Krishna Aramita, right, those people who say the psukim before they go to bed at night, so one of the things we say is Mimin Milfana Uriel, Mimini Michael, Smoli Gabriel, Milfana Uriel, Miachorai Raphael. Right, we say that on my right side is Michael, he's on my right side helping me. On my left side is normally the side of strict justice and punishment, is Gabriel, before me is Uriel, and behind me is Raphael. The foil is like the healing. Uriel is in front of me, the aura, the light goes before. When a person has a torch, you always shine a torch in front of you. So that's the light that goes ahead of a person, which directs a person which way to walk. So the angels on the right and the left are these four angels. The right and left and in front and the back. In front is Uriel, who gives us light to know where to walk, and the foil is to heal us when we fall back. Sometimes we have a setback. When we are set back and we fall back, so Raphael is the one who heals us. So that's called the setback. He's behind us, is Raphael. So those four angels are the powers behind the four forces, the four fundamental forces of the world. Now these four angels, their source comes from the four chayas. A chaya is a type of angel called a chaya. There are four chayas that are of the divine chariot. There are four angels called chayas, chayas hakodesh. We mentioned in the kedusha and davening, when we daven kedusha, we mentioned the chayas hakodesh. So the chayos, a certain type of angel, these are the chayas that are create the they're the ones who empower the merkava, the divine chariot. Shem klale kol shash in the foshes kol abruim atachtoinim. So these four chayas, they are the life force of these four angels. And they are the ones who empower the chariot, and they are the source of all souls, of all created beings that are below. All created beings, all the created worlds that are beneath them, beneath those chayos hakodesh, beneath those very holy angels, get their force, their life force from them. And they're specifically there, four of them. Shekola alfe ribui mine chayos, that all the alfe ribui, all the thousands of myriads, all the millions and millions of different creatures in this world, all the different insects and animals and birds, and all the different types of created beings, all of them in their millions, all of them, Shoyesh Nafshoysim Vishdashel Min Pnei Ha'ariya Shebimekova. So when it speaks of, when it describes the divine chariot, it says the divine chariot had four faces on it. The four faces were the face of a man, and the face of a lion, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle. Those were the four faces. So therefore, each of these represents these four chayas, these four angels. Shoyesh Nafshoysim, that all the living beings, all the animals in the world, the source of their souls, Mishtalshel Mipnei Ha'ariya, they come from the face of the lion. The lion represents the wild animals. He is the king of the wild animals, Shemim Mekova. So his face appears on the divine chariot. That's the source, the life force for all wild animals in the world. When Nafshus Kol Mina Behema, and all the souls, the life forces of all types of domestic animals, behemas, is domestic animals like cows and goats and sheep. So the life force of all the behemas, they all come down Mipnei Shor, from the face of the ox, the face of the bull. So therefore, that's also one of the faces on the divine chariot, is the face of the bull. V'shel kol minei oifes mipnei haneshen. All the different birds in the world, they receive their life force from that chai that is represented by the nesha, by the eagle, the face of an eagle. That was the fourth face on the fourth face. The first of the four faces was the face of a man, as we mentioned. And we also know from Midrashim, Rashi brought it in the Parsha, that that face was the face of Yaakov Avinu, our father Yaakov. That's his face that's engraved on the divine chariot, no less. Right, because he's called the choice one of our forefathers. He's the choice one of the patriarchs. That's his face that's engraved on the divine chariot. Moshe Kosu Bezoa Pinchas, Raza the Kubanin, right, when he speaks about the secret of the animals that we bring as sacrifices, Pnei Shor Ispashedli Va'ari Rucha Mine. So that's the face of the ox, that's the life force of the ox, comes down to all of the animals that are brought as sacrifices. We know for sacrifice you can only bring kosher animals. And kosher animals that can be brought for sacrifices are only three. It's only cows and goats and sheep. Vesoida Kobonis Pnei Shor, right? So that's the secret of all the sacrifices comes from the face of the ox, which is the force from which all kosher animals come. Lechei Bechol Echad Moilech Alehim Oisa Hamin. And therefore, over each species of creature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has as a ruler over them that particular angel, that particular chaya, Shetzuroso Shmo Hu Katsuras V'Shem HaPonim Shebimekova, whose image is reflected in the image and the name of the face that appears on the divine chariot. As we said, there are four faces on the divine chariot. Kamo She'amu Chazal, like our sages say, and was also brought in the Midrash, Mois Rabbah, Arya Melech Bechayus, right? The Midrash brings it. The lion is the king of the bee of the wild animals. The Nefesh HaOdom, and the soul of man, right? Man is different to all the other animals. He's a higher being than all the other life forces of this world. And the source of man, whom he Pnei HaOdom, he gets his life forms from the face of a man, which is also one of the four faces on the divine chariot. The Chen HaOdom is Goyal Kulam, and therefore man is above them all the other creatures. Man rules over all the other creatures. All the other creatures in the world are beneath man, in terms of that he has control over them, and he is superior to all other creatures in the world. Because the source, the face of man, represents that higher, that angel which is above the other three angels. In other words, they also get their, the other life forms also get their life form from that fourth life form, which is the one that represents man. Right? They also are dependent on the one that's a man. Like the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Yecheskel describes this divine chariot. It's in his beginning of the book of Yecheskel. He had a vision where he saw the divine chariot in his vision. So it says that mitoicho dmus abachayus from those four directions, from those four animals, from those four chayos, those holy chayos, from these four chayos hayamareim dmus odem lahena. The four of them all had the image of a man. Now we already said that the four of them, each one had its own image, but it also had the image of a man. The way he's explaining it is because the life force of these four was from man himself. The Metzudas David, if you look there in the book of Yecheskel, Metzudas David said that even though there were four faces, but the body of the angels were like the body of a man. That's a little bit different. But that's how he's explaining that. All of them had some resemblance to man, because they all basically come from man. And it makes sense to us, because the animals represent different forces in the world. And man has all of these forces within himself, right? Let's say, for instance, therefore the lion, he represents the ability to conquer, to overcome, gvura. That's the need of the lion. So man also has gvura. A man also has the power to overcome, to be victorious, to fight his enemy and beat his enemy. So that's an attribute that belongs to man, which is reflected in the lion. And all animals have different attributes, like the deer has the attribute of being very, very swift, being quick to run away, right? So man also can be very swift. Man can also be fast. The eagle is represented by lightness, that the eagle flies very, very high. So man also is able to fly very, very high. All the different characteristics you see in all of the animals in the world are all included in man himself. Man himself is the... I think we spoke about this idea once before, that he contains with himself all the forces of the world, all within the personality of man. He can take on the characteristics of any living being. He can have that flavor and that quality to himself. So therefore they all have the side that they come from man, and they all have this resemblance. These four faces all have these four angels have the resemblance of a man also. Ryan Bazebazoya Yisra, look in the Zohar and Parshas Yisra, Adam Khalil Kulhu. Adam includes them all. Man includes, the image of man includes all the different images. All of the images of all of the creatures in the world are all contained within man. Man contains all life forms within himself. Well, Parshas Tazria, also in the Zohar in Parshas Tazria, it says that Dmus Benehim, the image of their faces, speaks about the image of the faces. And also in the Zohar Chadosh, Maisa Mekova, it speaks about the image of their faces, that their root is from man. Shrei Shreisha Shel Odom Hu Me Odom. The root of all the roots is of a man himself. The root of all roots is also called a man. The very most, uppermost, highest spiritual world is also called the first man, Adam Kadmon, the man that preceded them all. We mentioned that before once. The root of all is the image of a man, Mi Adam Sha'al Kekise. There's a man, there's an image of a man who sits on a throne. There's a divine throne in the highest of worlds. There's an image called, there's a power called the divine throne. And on that throne sits the image of a man. That represents some sort of manifestation of Hashem's power that empowers all life beings, including people. Shoy Shoshim Shal Adam, whom Mi Adam Sha'al Akise. Shoshim Chiyusam Shal Abba Chayos, whom Ya Uilam Shalayhim. And all the four angels, these four chayas, which we said represents the ox and the lion and the eagle, they all get their power from the divine throne, where it is an image of a man sitting on the divine throne. Also in the Zohar, so in other words, we are reflection, we are Tzelem Elokim, man is in the image of Hashem, and therefore Hashem, so to speak, also in a sense, he is the life force of all life forces, he also has, to a certain degree, the image of a man. You know, our image is the image of Hashem, which is the image of a man. Now, it's not a physical image of Hashem. Amen. Hashem doesn't have any physical appearance. But however he appears, however he expresses himself, has the quality of man who also has all sorts of powers within himself. So that is, he's the peak of all of the creatures of the world, is man himself, and he is in the image of Hashem. And if you look in the Zohar, in Yisra Tana Beraza Ilo Abba Chevan Ist Inu Lagoi Inun Kadmo Atikin Dakita. These four Chayos that we spoke about before, these four angels that are called the Chayos, are the early ones of the early ones. They are the source of all sources. Tana Kagavna Dileila Isla Tata. And the type of image that they have up there in the highest of worlds is the image that is impressed on the lower creatures below. You know, they give the faces to the creatures down below. It comes from these higher Chayas that have, they themselves have these faces. V'chein kulun alman kulu achidan da b'da. And so too it is with all of the worlds. All the worlds are connected, one world with the other. In other words, it's like linked. A lower world is linked to a higher world, and where it gets its life force from the higher world. And that higher world, which is feeding the lower world, is itself linked to a world that's behind, is higher than it, and it gets its life force from a higher world still. A still higher world. And all of the different worlds are all linked to each other, and they're all getting their force from these influences that are coming down from the divine chariot, and all these different images, and the different images on the divine chariot influence different areas. In the Rei Mehemna, there's another part of the Zohar, it says it speaks about the chayos that surround the throne, the divine throne of Hashem. As we said, there is in the highest of worlds, there is a divine throne, and these four chayos, so to speak, they all surround the divine throne. Is Chayven the Sachen Lekuse de Bria. And they surround the throne of Bria, of the world of Bria, which is one of the upper worlds. The Is Chayven the Yetzir, and then there are the other chayos There's different manifestation of these highest different worlds. There's the highest of the world of Briel, and then the highest of the world of Yetzir, which is a lower world. And then you have these four creatures also manifesting themselves within the four elements of creation, the four fundamental elements of creation, as we mentioned before: fire, earth, and water, and air, and wind. There are those chayos that surround the throne of the world of Bria, and etc. And then the other chayos of lower worlds, until we get they are the life force of the four elements of this world, as we mentioned. Now, the source of these four chayos, these four angels, comes from the four letters that make up the name of Hashem: Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Right, so those are four letters that make up the name of Hashem, and those four letters represent four forces. The name of Hashem is itself made of four letters, and those four letters represent this life force which enlivens these four chayos, these four holy angels. And they are the earliest of roots. That's already a manifestation of Hashem. It's the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem is sort of what comes out of Hashem. Right, the idea of a name, sometimes you say a person's got a good name, it means he's got a good reputation. That's how we know him. We know him by what he's done. A name of a person normally represents things that he's done in his life, becomes his reputation. How do we get a reputation? By what we've done with our life. We have a certain reputation. A person has a good reputation. He's done many good deeds in his life, so he's got a good reputation. A person's done many bad things in his life, he has a bad reputation. So that's called the name, the person's name. So the name is a reflection of what Hashem does. So the name of Hashem is like what Hashem is doing to give life to the world. His name is the source of all sources. What Hashem is doing is the life force that's coming down to the worlds to give life to all the worlds. Which is the secret of our faith, the secret of our belief that it all comes from Hashem. Avad the Kulan Almin, they are the fathers of all the worlds. These four letters are the fathers of all of the worlds. Haniska Bezoah Ve'eri, which is mentioned in the Zohar Parshas Ve'eri. V'chein Prate HaKoiches HaMinin Kulam, also all of the details of all the different forces that exist right throughout of creation. V'kol Echad Yeshorish, each one of the forces which makes up creation, each one of the forces has its own root. And the root has its root above it. Right? Each root has its own root, which all goes way, way up to the highest of worlds. Kamrum Chazal, Ein lecha kol Esav, Esav she'ein lo mazel berakia, shemaki Esav oy megdel. Right? This is a famous midrash that says there is no blade of grass in this world that doesn't have an angel appointed over it, an angel in the heavens appointed over this blade of grass, that pours down influence on this blade of grass and says to it, grow. As the fact that a grass can grow means because there's an upper spiritual being, there's an upper spiritual force which is giving life to this particular blade of grass. So it is with every single blade of grass, every single thing that's in creation, everything that's in creation all comes from upper forces, upper koichus. Now, just like this blade of grass has its angel, so it is with every other creature in the world. Ein zoa truma, and if you look over there, they also speak at length on these things. Because that angel that's appointed over this blade of grass is itself the life force. It is the soul and the life force and the roots of that blade of grass, of that plant. The fact that the plant has the ability to sprout, to grow. A blade of grass grows. It grows. It's in the ground and it grows. Day by day, it gets a little bit longer and a little bit wider. So its ability to grow, its ability to be influenced and to grow and to expand. So that koyach, that it has, that ability, that power it has to grow and to flourish and to live on, comes from this upper force. V'shoyv nefesh oisa kuycha v'mazel hu hamalach ha-mumune elav. And the root and the soul of that angel, which is giving life to it, is the angel that's appointed above that source, above that muzzle. Right? And so to speak, there's a muzzle that controls it. There's a muzzle that controls the grass, and there's an angel above that muzzle. You know, every life force is itself a life force to it, like we mentioned before. So from it, that life force, right, that star, whatever it is, the stars that are influencing the different creatures in this world, the different grasses in this world, itself receives power from the angel that's appointed above it. The Zohar says, each star, which is affecting each blade of grass,
has its own angel. And the life force of that angel would be from the life from a world that's higher than it. Ulechein. Now he's going to explain something important to us. Mashbien as hamelochim b'sheimus. Right, we said before that the idolaters knew the secret of how to invoke an oath on these angels, these different forces. They would invoke oaths on them, and others, so to speak, they'd force these different angels, these different forces that were taking care of different life forms. Let's say it could be an angel that appointed us over a certain bird. So the idolaters used to invoke an oath on this angel, that this angel should help them. The concept of invoking an oath on a life force, the chen mashbien as hamelochim b'sheimus, is by knowing its name. If you know the name of that angel, then you can, so to speak, the name itself, ki ois Hashem, because the name of that angel, right, is that's how you invoke an oath on an angel, by knowing its name, because its name, hu nafshei v'chiyusa, its name, the name of that angel, is itself its life force and its life force and its soul. It is the light that pours down to give life to that angel. So that its name. So therefore, by accessing the name, by mentioning the name, then so to speak, you can hijack that life force. You can sort of hijack the angel, because the angel is looking to its life force and you're calling on its life force. You're calling its name. So therefore, the angel, so to speak, becomes bonded to you. Right? So the name, as we mentioned here, the name of the angel is itself the soul and the life force and the light of that angel, shall oisa malach be'ula makoyach she'ala, from the world and from the force that's above it, from high world. Shemeira mekaima, which shines down on this angel and gives life to this angel. Ba'ayin zoya bolok, if you look in the zoya bolok, called ilayin malochim kadishin d'le'elo. There it says clearly, it says all of these angels, these holy angels from above, lekaima v'lo yachlin lekenekam, none of them could actually last. None of these angels could last, and they wouldn't be able to perpetuate, they wouldn't be able to live on, Bami Nuhuridi Law, without receiving the light from above it. There's a light that shines down and gives force to these angels, which enlivens these angels. If it wasn't for the light above these angels, it wouldn't be able to live. The Nar Loin, the Kaim Loin, that they are shining down on them and they are giving them life. And if the light which comes down, which gives life to these angels, would stop for a minute, Lo Yachlin of Kimakim, they wouldn't be able to live. If you look over there, Eitz Chaim, also the Sefer Darizal, Rav Chaim Vital writes also about the same idea. That the angels themselves are themselves vessels, because they receive their life force from high worlds. So the angels themselves are called the vessels, and the names of the angels, they are the essence of the angels. They are the inner soul of these angels. And therefore the name is what directs the angel itself. The angel, so to speak, is like the vessel, it's the vehicle. Just like a person gets into a vehicle, so he drives the car, the driver drives the vehicle. So to the name, that life force that's above the angel is the driving force, and which leads the angel this way and that way. So that's the life force. That's what we mentioned before, that these people were able to access the names of these angels, were able to somehow direct these angels to come and help them. Because the name is the life force, and the name is the driving force of the angel. Just like the soul drives the body, we know that our soul, our intellect drives our body. Your intellect tells your body, scratch my nose, and then you scratch your nose. Your intellect says, go running, so you go running. Right? The body listens to the intellect. It listens to the instructions that the soul gives the soul, the intellect of the person gives his body. So just like the soul is the life force of a person, of a person's body, so too these names are the life force of these angels. And so too is the matter in terms of all of the different souls of the entire world, all the different souls of all the different forces of the world, called neshama shoshu mekoh chiyusa hu b'chinas haneshama shel ha'olam shalelo. Every neshama, every soul, every life force of this world, its life force comes from a higher world, as we mentioned before. It's from the soul, its soul, right? Your soul has a soul, and your soul's soul has a soul, has its life force. Shehi nasis v'nikres etzla neshama le neshama. Right, it's called the neshama le neshama. So, so to speak, your soul has a soul. Your soul's soul, the soul of a soul, the soul of the soul of a soul. Right? So therefore, that's like we were saying. Shehi nikras etzla neshama le neshama v'kein kulam, all of them as well. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the Lord of all these forces. When we speak about Elohim, he is the master of all forces.
So that's Elohim. He's the master of all forces. All life forces come from Elohim. Right? He's the master of all forces. All forces get their forces from something above it, which gets it from something above it, which gets something above it, which comes from Elohim. That's the name Elohim. He is the master of all forces. He is the life force of all the forces. All the forces get their life from Elohim. That's what we mean when we say Elohim is Bala Kleches Kulam. He's the master of all forces. All forces get their life from Elohim. Shu Nishmas V'Chius V'Shoish HaShiroshim Shul HaKoyches Kulam. He is the soul. This name Elohim is the soul and the life force and the root of all the roots of all the different forces that govern our entire universe, our entire existence. Like it says in the Pasuk Nechemia, V'Ata Mechaya Kulam. And speaks about Elohim there, it says, you give life to them all. He's speaking to the name Elohim. You give life to them all. They all have life from you. Well, even if you've got two animals that are fighting each other, right? You've got a, let's say, a leopard that's running after a deer. So Hashem is giving, this name Elohim is giving power to the leopard to run. It's giving power to the deer to run away from the leopard. And He is empowering every single force in the world, everything that's living in the world is all coming from the name Elohim. Call Rega Mamish at every single moment that anyone is able to do any type of action, any type of force in the world, at any specific action, is all from the name Elohim. That's why Hashem himself is called the soul of all souls. And that's what we meant before, that every soul has its soul, and every soul's soul has a soul. And Hashem is the soul of all. He's the soul of all souls. He is the root, he's the essence of all of the worlds. And that's the name Elohim, Malakoyches Kulam.